With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid cautiously optimistic talk of progress, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says work remains when it comes to ending Russia's almost four-year-long war in Ukraine.
Rubio said U.S. and Ukrainian officials held productive talks for about 4 hours on Sunday, but said there's a way to go before finding an endgame.
We continue this very important work, building off what's been achieved, not just in Geneva, the progress we've made there, but the progress throughout the week as we've been communicating. The end goal is obviously not just the end of the war. Obviously, that's central and fundamental. We want to see the end of the killing and the death and the suffering. And I'm sure the Ukrainian side, I know they do as well. They want peace.
The discussions were held in Florida ahead of this week's Moscow visit by U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, who's scheduled to meet with Russian President Putin. President Trump, pointing to some corruption problems in Ukraine, told reporters there's still a good chance a deal can be reached. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is not discussing details of his phone conversation with Venezuelan President Maduro. Meanwhile, some congressional lawmakers demand more information about U.S. attacks on suspected drug boats off Venezuela. There is a lot of snow to be cleared away across parts of the Midwest, Great Lakes region. Now the storm has its sights set on the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast.
The good news is that it does not look like the major cities at this point are going to be looking at any significant snowfall. There may be some minor accumulations, perhaps from, let's say, areas north and west of Baltimore on up through Philadelphia, New York City, and up to Boston. But it's mainly going to be the interior areas where the heaviest accumulations are going to be.
Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service. The Dow futures down 223 points. This is SRN News. One Canadian province wants to secularize.
Lawmakers in Quebec are considering a bill that would make public prayer illegal and would limit public display of religious symbols, including on clothing. It is primarily aimed at preventing Muslims from praying in public around Quebec, but would necessarily apply to all faith groups. The clothing ban might even bar teachers in private Christian schools from wearing a cross on the job. Canadian clergymen of many stripes are condemning the legislation. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Japanese court has ruled that the government does not have to legalize gay marriage in the last of six cases that are expected to be brought to the Supreme Court for a final and definitive ruling, possibly next year. The Tokyo High Court says marriage under Japanese law is largely expected to be a union between men and women in a decision that reverses a lower court ruling last year. This is also the first loss at high courts in the six cases brought by LGBT activists. SRN News. What was lost has been found and fetched a bundle.
A long-lost painting by the Baroque master Peter Paul Rubens has sold for $2.7 million at an auction. The painting depicting the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was recently found in a private townhouse in Paris. Initially thought to be from one of Rubens' workshops, it was rarely valued at more than $11,500. Auctioneer Jean-Pierre Ozena said that the painting was authenticated by the Rubens Committee in Antwerp. Art experts noted that the painting had virtually disappeared in the early 1600s. It belonged to the 19th century French painter William Bouguereau before being passed down in the family. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
President Trump says he's invited the family of a National Guard member fatally shot last week to the White House. Mr. Trump says he spoke to her parents recently, says they are devastated. More details at SRNnews.com.